Welcome to the machine, the one they couldn't turn off. They tell you that life is a linear progression, a slow crawl toward a cubicle or a coffin. They lied. My reality isn't a line, it's a restart. Asset 01 isn't just a sit rep. What you're hearing is the root code of my entire existence. My death day, 5 years ago, I died. I'm not talking about a legal technicality or some metaphorical burnout. I'm talking about the day a 321-pound machine actually stopped. The world tried to decommission me. While my heart literally stopped, the people I thought would have my back just let me lay there and be a living ghost. It's a cold irony, isn't it? In the silence of the hospital, I found the end of the reel, but I was sent back to finish the job. I am a literal walking ghost. I've seen the void, and I realize it has no teeth compared to the corporate static of Omnicorp. I'm not just a man anymore. I'm a cyborg, a sovereign, a cyborg sovereign. I carry a pacemaker and a defibrillator, literal hardware designed to keep my signal alive when my biology fails. Think about that. My frequency is now sustained by the very technology the world uses to track you. But I've repurposed it for the resistance. When I went into the hospital at 321 pounds, I was sent home a week later at 284 pounds. I was forced to wear a defibrillator vest 24/7 until October of 2021, when I had the tech installed in my chest. For the next 4 years, I was under strict orders to not overexert myself, letting my heart heal through medication and minor exercise, meaning I couldn't even mow the lawn or lift weights. In late 2025, I got the September clearance, the green light to push the lawnmower, to lift heavy objects, to rebuild the physical chassis, to match the mental intensity of what was to become Bite Back Media. It was a tactical reload. I spent years just existing, a ghost in the hallway of my own life. But in 2025, I chose life. Just like it's written in Deuteronomy 30:19, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. I'm playing with the house money now. Why would I fear an unlivable house or some legal extraction? I've already survived the actual grave. My physical hearing might be shot. I can't play the guitar like I used to, and the static in my brain is a constant roar. But my internal frequency is clearer than most people who are alive and a quarter of my age. While my vision at 55 isn't as good as it was at 25, I can see more than I ever saw before my first death day. My heart is now physically back to 75% from 25% 5 years ago, and it beats only for one person, me. But it echoes for the thousands of you in all corners of the world listening to my voice right now. There's a strange irony in this death day versus my current noise reduction. 5 years ago, I died and was ignored by the ones that I thought loved me. Yet, I don't hate them. I don't even have a wish to do them harm. Most people would let that hate turn their heart to stone. Life is too short to let hate stand in the way of love. Today, 5 years into my death, I have people in my life who can see the walking ghost, who touch my heart and check in on me every single day. And I have one special person, a little defibrillator for my life, for my mind. Not a romantic partner, but the energy and vibration bring peace to a brain that never shuts up. It slows the signal down enough for me to think, to architect, to breathe. Don't get it twisted. The biological body parts still all work. Now I'm 238 pounds, and I feel better than I did than it did before the heart stopped. And the first person who gets me a loan for some adulting fun is in for a wild, long ride. This is like the ultimate factory reset, if you know what I mean. The Bite Rebel, Mirror Nocturne, Vance Vegas, Raven Sky, those aren't just hobbies. They are the legacy of a ghost. I am leaving a footprint on a world that thinks I'm already gone. I have over 100 songs in a whole universe of characters shared online between thousands of people across the globe. Behind literal iron curtains, people I've never met are building websites to share the music and the stories I write. We're mirrored on the dark web, protected by Cypher 7 and Savior AI. These messages can't be erased. OmniCorp tries to flatten us into cattle static, but we are the fatal exception. As Moses gave a song to his people in Deuteronomy 32, so they would remember the truth when things got dark, these bunker sessions, these are my song of the ghost. I'm living out the biohazard. I'm lifting heavy. I'm working out, and I'm letting the machine rumble. This is the bridge between the golden calf, the false life I was living, and the inheritance code, the life that I'm claiming now. To the fans, the I2P nodes, and the ones who keep the signal alive, for the first time in 5 years, the ghost has a reason to stay in the chassis. To you, I say a huge and very humble thank you. You have done more for me than you will ever know. And to the politicians, the bullies, and the tyrants who wish to rule over others for their own personal gain, I died on a Sunday in 2021. But today I am the literal, living, and breathing ghost in the wire. I am the thorn in your side. You may control the news cycle and force them to move on from what you've done to the children and ones who couldn't defend themselves. But you do not, cannot, and will not ever control what people have in their hearts and their minds. Those are the things that men will hold on to forever, throughout their entire life, or throughout their entire death. You will eventually pay for your evil deeds. One banner, one bloodline, permanent. Signal terminant. Asset 01, out.